I'm Nick Barley and I'm director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival, and I'm sitting here with Roland Gulliver, programme manager. We're talking about the highlights of the programme for 2011. And one thing we wanted to talk about was some of the amazing, I suppose you could call them heavyweights, literary heavyweights who are coming to this year's festival, who we're really excited about. Some of them are people who maybe were in the public eye some years ago and who are just coming back into the public eye over the next few months. And so we just wanted to sort of highlight a few of them. And I thought we should start with the Man Booker International Prize, which is, I suppose, one of the year's most controversial sort of press stories, with the controversy surrounding that. In particular, Carmen Khalil and her decision to withdraw from the jury when the prize was awarded to Philip Roth. When I was at the dinner at which this prize was announced, it was extraordinary to see how Philip Roth arouses passion either for or against his work. And we're very, very pleased that we'll be presenting an event about Roth, including the judges from the Man Booker International Prize, and to talk about Roth. Roth himself won't be joining us because he's not prepared to leave America these days for anything, but we are presenting an exclusive film shot with him in his studio at his desk, which will be shown for the first time to the public. And we really want this to be an opportunity for people to discuss not just how great Roth is, but also why Roth arouses such anger in some people and also such passion in others. This is a proper literary debate for people who love reading.
And I suppose going on from that and talking about great American literature, two of the authors I'm very excited about this year are T.C. Boyle and Robert Coover. T.C. Boyle is someone that we've been trying to get to come to the festival for, I think, ever since I joined the organisation. And he's one of those iconic American writers. Whenever you think about American literature or look at collections of either short stories or of books that are talking about American literature in the past 50 years, he's always in there. From his great short story writer, he's written a wealth of amazing novels. And I'm delighted that he's coming this year, and he's going to be on our opening weekend to talk about his new book, which is set off the coast of America, about green campaigners who take things to the limits and then beyond. And I think that'll be a very, very interesting event. And also Robert Coover, who's on in the middle weekend of the festival, who is actually a Penguin modern classic, one of the very few who's alive and well and certainly kicking. And he's coming, and he's going to be doing a masterclass on one day talking about the art of his writing, and then an event on middle Saturday talking about his books, which have been republished by Penguin. And his books are amazing. He's very good at playing with myths and fairy tales and reimagining them and rewriting them and giving them a very kind of dark modern twist. And I think he'll be a fascinating author to listen to.
In this country, it's more common for us to celebrate that people like Thomas Pynchon. But we think that Robert Coover is up there alongside Thomas Pynchon as one of the great experimental writers of his time. And also he's a very, very nice man. It's great talking about the international big hitters, but we shouldn't forget that in Scotland we also have some mega heavyweights. And we certainly don't want to overlook that. I'm fond of suggesting that this year's Man Booker Prize might well be won by somebody with the first two letters would be an AL. And there's Alan Hollinghurst and Ali Smith. But there's also AL Kennedy. And AL Kennedy is one of our great experimental writers, I would say. And we're launching her new book, The Blue Book, at the Book Festival. Another great of Scottish literature of a very different nature is William McIlvany, who's coming to the Book Festival this year. He tells us it's likely to be his last appearance at the Book Festival. I hope that's not true, but it's certainly what he is saying. So this is the opportunity to come along and see Willie and talk to him about his life and his work.
As well as the Scottish authors, obviously from the rest of the UK, we are very, I suppose, excited and honoured to be welcomed so many different authors from around the country. Two to quickly mention are Harry Kundrew, who hasn't been for a couple of years, and also Linda Grant, who are both brilliant writers, but also very, very interesting people to listen to and hear read and talk about their work and talk about just writing in general, and are thoroughly recommended to be discovered, as are many other names in the Edinburgh International Book Festival programme.